Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show. Henry Lake and Jonathan Lowe until 9 p.m. on this Friday evening. News Talk 830 WCCO. I am still sick to my stomach from what I watched last night with the Minnesota Vikings. The Los Angeles Chargers may be a better team than the Vikings. They're not that much better. That was atrocious what we saw. And now is the time to question everything with the Minnesota Vikings. Everything. And what's so weird is the criticism of Kevin O'Connell, yes, is starting to happen right now, and some of it is warranted. The criticism of Kwesi Adofo-Mensah has been warranted. And I have been critical. Brian Flores, who we've all appreciated, in B-Flow we trust, it's warranted. Right now, it is the time to question everything with the Minnesota Vikings. And I want you on the text line. I want you with phone calls at 651-461-9226. I'll give it out early. Let me give it one more time. 651-461-9226. Because let's look at everything here with the Vikings. The first thing that I want to touch on with the Vikings is a guy that I like. I think he's a good head coach. But with the territory, you got to criticize Kevin O'Connell. Okay? And this is what I question with Kevin O'Connell. And I'm a Kevin O'Connell fan. I raise my hand and say, yes, I'm a fan. I think he's done a really good job since he's been here. But Kevin O'Connell, we trust him and think that we're going to go in the right direction with Kevin O'Connell because we believe, and when I say we, I'm generalizing, the majority of Vikings fans believe that he is going to develop J.J. McCarthy into a star quarterback. I think that most people believe that. But I think that we need to question that. And this is the reason why I say that we should question if KOC is that guy. The quarterback whisperer can do that. Let's look at the quarterbacks that he's dealt with, okay? In 2015, in Cleveland, he had a young Johnny Manziel. That's when he got into the coaching ranks. We know how it played out with Johnny Manziel. And I'm not going to sit there and say that it's all on KOC, his first job, he's getting acclimated, whatever. Johnny Manziel had a lot of issues. And I think the biggest thing that Johnny Manziel did was derail his own career off the field. I think we all can agree with that. So Johnny Manziel, 2015. than in 2016 because he was a quarterback's coach. I'm only looking at when he was a quarterback's coach, leading up to when he was hired as head coach here in Minnesota. In 2016, he wasn't quarterback's coach. Okay, he was like special projects. 2017, in Washington, who was it then? It was Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins wasn't a rookie, though. 2018-19, he dealt with Alex Smith. He dealt with Dwayne Haskins, rest in peace, and Case Keenum. 2020 and 2021, Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford, then back to Minnesota with Kirk Cousins. So, what young rookie quarterback has KOC developed? I just gave you. He has zero. So I'm not sitting here and saying that he can't help develop young quarterbacks, but that's not his track record. I know that he's the quarterback whisperer, but the quarterbacks he's helped move forward, they've been veterans. All right? They've been veterans. Sam and Kirk. They've been veterans. So we got to start questioning that with KOC. Let's get to the quarterback, J.J. McCarthy. I'm talking to you, J.J. I know you're listening. I know that you love the podcast. The pressure is on you, my man. And I mean right now. The pressure is on J.J. McCarthy. And I know that there are fans in my mentions on Twitter and all this stuff, whatever, and he's got to get back healthy and he's only in his rookie season and second year. And he stop. J.J. McCarthy has something to prove. And you know what J.J. McCarthy has to prove? J.J. McCarthy has to prove that he isn't the next Christian Ponder. He has to prove that he is not the next Christian Ponder. So, JJ, the bar is low. Don't be that guy. Be better than Christian Ponder. But we're expecting you to be very good. They traded up to get you. That has to happen. So, JJ's on the clock. And then let's talk about Kwesi. I've had issues with Kwesi for a while. I don't trust his drafts. His drafts to me have been underwhelming. And on top of that, this past year's free agency, J-Lo, I don't know what's going on with the Hargraves thing. He's not even getting that much run. The Jonathan Allen thing hasn't been, like, great. And I'm not saying these aren't good players. But this defense isn't anywhere near what we thought it would be. The offensive line, devastated by injuries. I totally get that. That's been disappointing as well. If Carson Wentz, love him to death. Because the guy's gritty. He's tough. He's playing with one arm. But my goodness, man. If you can't protect your quarterback, it ain't happening. If you can't stop the run, it ain't happening. I mean, last night, it was almost as though Saquon Barkley from last year was running through our defense. And we faced Saquon Barkley last week, and he didn't do a damn thing. 651-461-9226. Are you guys as frustrated as I am? I'm questioning everything. And Brian Flores, we love B-Flow, right? The defense is regressing. It's regressing. And he's got to take criticism from that. Is there any person, whether it's KOC, whether it's Kwesi, whether it is the quarterbacks, is there anybody that should escape criticism with this team? Anybody of note, in your opinion, is there anybody that can escape criticism? Because if you were to ask me that question, I would say that the only person right now, the only one that could possibly escape criticism will be Justin Jefferson. That's it.
You're talking about the entire team and the coaching staff. You're talking about everybody that gets on the field.
I'm talking about the key people in the coaching ranks, the executive, and the players.
So Jefferson, I wouldn't put blame on.
No,
I wouldn't put blame on Jordan Addison.
Okay. I'm going to put a little bit of blame on him because he missed three games.
I'm putting that aside. When he's been on the field, he's been producing.
All right, you give him a little bit more credit than I am.
Yes.
But that's fine.
Off the field, being a knucklehead. You can't really blame Aaron Jones. He just got back last night after being hurt.
He's been fragile lately.
There's not a lot. Isaiah Rodgers, he's come out to ball.
He's played well.
Now, I will say this. I like Brian Flores. I'm going to give him more credit than you're going to give him.
I like him, too.
Yes, the defense has been bad, but I think the defense has been bad because the offense has been stagnant. The offense can't stay on the field. When you can't have an offense that continuously stays on the field, you can't get your defense any rest. What was the time of possession last night? I think it was 2-1, basically, 40 minutes to 20 minutes.
Let me say this about the defense, and this is a Kwesi issue, and Kwesi has to own this. In free agency, what did they address? Defensively, they addressed the defensive line. There's no way that they should have spent more money on the defensive line than on the secondary. I'm dead serious. The secondary's got so many damn issues. That to me, that just makes no sense. Hargraves, that's an underwhelming signing right now. Like, what are we doing there? And you had Harrison Phillips, you traded him away. 651-461-9226. Frustration right now is at a 10. I want to get your reaction, phone calls, or text right here on The Lake Show next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, welcome back to The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. From the 763, as a Packer fan, I think all your Viking fans need to relax as you have 10 games left. Your O-line's been decimated by injuries. You haven't had your quarterback since game two. Your running back just got back. Your defense will be just fine with that defensive coordinator. Give them time. It's going to be a tough year with that division, but they will improve and get better. And this is coming from a Packer fan. This is what I would have to say to that Packer fan. What is the evidence of that? What is the evidence? I love your optimism, right? But what is the evidence? Everything that you just stated is true. Offensive line has been devastated. You got Aaron Jones back. The defense, I don't think, is going to be terrible the entire. But, like, what is the evidence that all will be right in the world? Maybe you're seeing something that nobody else is seeing. Because I'm not seeing that.
I like the fact that the Packer fan is giving condolences to the Vikings fan. Looking at it with true perspective, that's very nice of the Packers fan. Of course, a Vikings fan would say, of course you're saying that. You're 4-1-1.
From the 6-1-2, I question the head coach a lot of times, a lot in terms of play calling and also lack of adjustments during games. Some of the play calls have been leaving me with questions. But last night, we were dominated so thoroughly that it wasn't even about play calls. Now, there's one thing that in real time I mentioned, and it ticked me off. So remember how we had that possession towards the end? What was it, end of the first half? Where we were trying to, we're driving down the field. It was fourth and one? And we're going fast. I would rather them have tried to go ahead and get a quick first down to get closer than to go ahead and just kick the field goal when they did. Now, they got on the field in enough time, but remember, Will Reichert, he ended up missing the field goal. I felt like just go for it on fourth and one.
Well, the problem was you had no timeouts.
I get that, but go to the sidelines, though.
It's very tricky.
We ended up missing the field goal, so it's not like I can say that I'm 100% going to be wrong.
Because here's what happens. Okay, you go to the sideline. If you complete it, you get out of bounds. Great. If you complete a pass, you get tackled inbounds. You're going to be in that position anyway. Even with a few more yards, you might not have enough time. You get an incomplete pass or you get stuffed on a run, then you have the Chargers with the ball with about 8 to 10 seconds left near the 50. Maybe they get a quick strike, and I believe they had timeouts left. They get a quick strike. They get a timeout. They get a field goal opportunity. I think the Vikings did the best they could with that situation. I think it was a bad situation because you didn't have a timeout.
All right, so listen to these next two texts because they're polar opposites. From the 763, Henry, please take it easy and calm down. This is only a human football team. Nobody's going to be perfect. I enjoy football and other sports, but it's not worth getting so emotionally involved in this. I would like to listen to you for a long time to come. Getting this frustrated doesn't help your health at all. Texter.
That's a very reasoned and normal response.
It's kind of a delusional response, actually. It's kind of a delusional response. And the reason why I say delusional, I love that the texter is looking out for my well-being and my health and all that, whatever. Texter, you don't have to tell me that this is not life or death. Like, I get it. Listen to the open of last night's show where I talked about how emotional I was yesterday when Sophia Fortress from Annunciation went home. I understand what matters. Sports is exactly that. It's sports. So I don't need you to tell me that. I get it. I get it. And I love the fact that you're looking out for my health. But people want passion from time to time on the radio. People want you to get excitable. As evidenced by the 320 here. Henry, I just want to say I love your passion. It's great to hear you saying it like you see it. How could those two texts couldn't be any more different?
When
don't
you
like when somebody gets excited?
When you dip your toe. I'm not saying even dive in. When you dip your pinky toe into the world of sports fandom, you better be willing to pull that back real quick. Otherwise, it might get chopped off if you're not ready, if you are not steeled enough to deal with the delusion and the craziness and the outright extreme audacious behavior of sports fans.
Hey, you know who you need to worry about more than me having a heart attack? It's PJ Fleck. That's who you need to be concerned about. Him on the sidelines, that he doesn't pass out. From the 612, I heard you say Kwesi's draft history has been underwhelming. I'm going to go ahead and substitute the word abysmal for underwhelming. I heard a stat. We have three or four starters from the last four drafts. Green Bay has something like 15. What he gave up for drafting Dallas Turner alone warrants, don't let the door hit you on the way out kind of stuff. Kwesi, this is not something that I haven't talked about because I've said it many, many times. Kwesi Adolfo-Mensah has not been good at drafting for the Minnesota Vikings. We got to throw it out there. It's facts. I'm not going to give him credit. Well, I give him credit, but I'm not going to give him that much credit for drafting Jordan Addison. Anybody with good eyesight knew that drafting Jordan Addison in the 20s, that he was going to be a good wideout. Like, that's not... Stop. He is on the hot seat, in my opinion. Remember how long it took for him to get that extension? I think right now the Wolves are looking at him like, dude, we know this. The J.J. McCarthy thing, that could either give him another extension because J.J.'s good, or he gets fired because of J.J. McCarthy. No, no, no. It all boils down to J.J. McCarthy for both KOC and Kwesi. If J.J. isn't good, they're gone. No playoff wins, they're gone. They're gone. It's as simple as that.
I can only respond to that with one thing. Yep.
From the 763, what is the unwritten rule with O'Connell that he prevents... it's kind of broken up here. I guess we're basically replacing his quarterback when the starter's so inept and hurting besides.
I was out with the people last night watching this. I got there, I think it was already 14-0 by the time, or 14-3 maybe by the time I got there, and I said, ooh, that's not good. And that's right. I was driving up and the Chargers just scored their second touchdown, so it just turned to 14-0. And you see, you know, sitting there through the rest of the game, you see Carson Wentz wincing and lying on the ground multiple times, getting up very slowly multiple times. You know, it wasn't throughout the place that they were saying this, but a couple people were saying, put in Brosmer. If you're playing with a guy that can't hold his arm straight for 5 minutes, you got to see what else you got in the other guy.
All right, there's two things.
Is hurt.
There's two things I'll say real quick before we got to go to break. I said this for the last week or so. You're not going to put Brosmer in there. And this is the reason why they weren't going to do it. If Max goes out and looks good, that puts even more pressure on JJ. They don't want to do that. Secondly, with regards to the quarterback being injured and Carson Wentz, I agree to a degree with Chad Greenway, who said last night on Fox 9 that Carson Wentz deserves the and is entitled to, because he's a veteran, to be like, you know what, give me a chance to play through this. Give me a chance to gut it out. But I think that there, at some point, the coach has to save the player from themselves. And I agree with that. So I see it both ways in terms of, look, let him gut it out for a little bit. But by the time that we got to the end of the third quarter, I think they should have went to Max. All right, 651-461-9226. We'll get back to the Vikings here a little bit later. But there's an event coming up this Sunday, and it's benefiting the Annunciation Hope and Healing Fund because we know about the recent gun violence tragedy that occurred with the school and the church. There is something called the Go-Kart Showdown, a party with a purpose, And joining us to talk about it is Cisco, because the R&B singer and superstar Cisco, he is the person leading the charge. Him and attorney Chris Pham, they join us next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Last night on the show, I led the show off talking about how emotional I was on my drive to a meeting yesterday when I heard the news that Sophia Fortis was released from the hospital and she was the last of the victims of the Annunciation school shooting to go home. And she's fortunate to be alive. I was so happy, tears of joy, to see her be able to go back and actually visit her classmates from school yesterday. And it makes all the sense in the world that the timing of this couldn't be any better, because multi-platinum artist Cisco is having an event this weekend at the Mall of America. It's called the Go-Kart Showdown, A Party with a Purpose, which is tied into just really supporting the community with regards to Annunciation. And that's coming up this Sunday, October the 26th, 2 until 6 at the Mall of America. And he joins us now with attorney Chris Pham on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO on the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. First off, Cisco, I'll introduce you first. Thank you for being on the show, man, and thank you for giving back to the community.
What's up?
How you doing, man?
Thanks for having me, man. Hey, I heard that story around the same time that you did, and it really touched me, and I had no idea that, you know, there was a survivor that was really doing well before we even decided to do this event.
Yeah.
Because I'm from Baltimore, and when I got with my brother-in-law, Chris Pham, to do this event, I wanted to do something because being from Baltimore and living here now with my kids, and he has his kids, and, you know, just the whole Minnesota vibe has, like, it really seems like you guys really band together, you know, in times of need. And I just felt like I needed to kind of give that back and, you know, just show my appreciation for that kind of community love and support, and show people that they don't have to be afraid We out here, man. The Dragon's going to be out there performing live this Sunday. It's a special performance because, you know, my music kind of sexy, but we're going to scale it back a little bit.
Before we bring Chris into the conversation, the proceeds mm-hmm. benefit the Annunciation Hope and Healing Fund at the Catholic Community.
All of my proceeds,
at the Catholic Community Foundation of Minnesota. Just talk about for a second, like, being a Minnesotan now. Like, you're from Baltimore, mm-hmm. you live here, and it sounds like Minnesota has really embraced you and you've embraced the state back.
Well, actually, thanks for asking that question, man. It's actually been my family. It's such a great place for a family environment. I don't want to say what school my kids go to, but they go to a really great school with a really supportive community. Now, being from Baltimore, I mean, it's a little different.
I'm thinking about The Wire right now. I'm thinking about the Wire. That's one of my favorite series.
Real. Hey, The Wire was so real that I didn't mean to cut you off, but The Wire is so real, bro. That red building that was on a couple of the episodes with Omar, mm-hmm. that was my grandmom's house.
Oh, wow. That's
so
crazy.
Every time they show that episode, we got a check for that.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Baltimore is... It was exactly like that show.
Absolutely. I want to bring in Chris Pham joining us here on the show as well. Mm-hmm. And I like to refer to him as Attorney Chris Pham because he's an attorney. But Chris,
super attorney.
Yeah, super attorney, right? Hey, so Chris, thank you for being on the show as well. Tell me a little bit more about the event itself that's happening this Sunday from 2 to 6.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having both of us on, Henry. Always a pleasure chatting with you, my friend. So the event is this Sunday. So think Halloween costume contest, right? We got go-karts. Mm-hmm. We're going to do raffles. We got crazy prizes, special performance, music, food. It's a family-friendly event. And so because it's so close to Halloween and because there's a costume contest, we're encouraging everybody to show up in costumes because we're going to do some crazy giveaways, some awesome prizes. It's just going to be just so much positivity, light, and you know, good energy under one roof.
And tell me, what does this event mean to you? Because I think, and I believe, now you attended DLSL, right?
I did.
You went to DLSL, you went to the University of Minnesota, you got Minnesota through and through. So as somebody that is a person that of the city and really wants to give back, I know that this means a lot to you to be in partnership and doing this, what you guys are doing.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. You know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I wasn't born here, but Minneapolis is home, you know, mm-hmm. and so this city means so much to me. And so, you know, anytime a tragedy strikes, you know, people are always trying to figure out, like, all right, what can I do to contribute, right? You know, can I be on the front lines? What can I do to organize? How can I help? Can I make donations? And so, you know, for me, my gift was to bring people together. You know, as you know, having been involved in the nightlife, having curated events, bringing people together is my gift, and so I wanted to connect with my brother so that each of us can bring our gifts to the community and share what we do, and that was to provide some light and positivity and good energy during difficult times.
Yeah.
You know, as they say, whenever there's, you know, a problem, you know, you can find opportunities in that, and so despite the horrific incident, you know, that has plagued our community, we wanted to spin that and try to do something positive and fun for the families.
Yeah, it's called the Go-Kart Showdown, a party with a purpose, race, party, give back. It's at the Mall of America this Sunday, October the 26th, from 2 until 6. The Fair on 4, Mall of America. Joining us now is Cisco, multi-platinum artist, as well as Chris Pham on the Lake Show News Talk, 830 WCCO. Now, Cisco, I got to give you a little bit of grief, okay? Because, and the only grief I'll give you is, how you going to scale back the music? Because, man, you talk about high energy. You are always high energy. The energy is always there.
Still gonna be there. Energy is still going to be there. The Dragon will be there in full effect. I'm just letting everybody know that they don't have to, you know, worry. It's a family event, and the only songs that I'll be talking about are Flip Flops. All right.
Well, I gotta say this to my producer J Lo tonight. That I know for a fact the energy is always there because Cisco probably he may remember this, may not. But 2 years ago was my first time meeting him briefly because we were doing a live shot for Fox 9.
at Target Center. The Wolves are on their run to the Western Conference Finals, and we had him. He was in the arena because I think you were doing like a sound check because you were going to do the national anthem tonight, and we brought you onto the show for like a minute or two and just kind of talked to you real quick. But man, I'm like, hold on.
It was like right when I walked on.
Yes.
I remember now. What's up, man?
I'm like, hold on. Does this brother drink Red Bull or does he drink the espresso shots?
Well, we don't have no sponsorship by Red Bull. So.
Well, you need one, brother. You need one. All right. So tell me a little bit more about just like how you guys kind of put this together. Is this something that you guys have been kind of planning for the last month? Is it something that kind of came to you within the last couple of weeks? Because good ideas are good ideas, and it's never too late to do the right thing.
Right. Well, you know what really happened? I actually work, I'm not sure if you guys know, your listeners know, but I sing with a group called Drew Hill. I don't know. Some people might not remember the Wild Wild West, but that was, you know, that was Drew Hill and Will Smith back in the day. But, the performance, man, initially I was just going to kind of, you know, give out the trophy, shake a couple of hands, kiss a couple of babies and go home. But then I was thinking that if I heard that Cisco was a part of an event, the first thing I would ask is, well, is he going to sing or what?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
And so I was thinking to myself, hey, man, you know what? At the last minute, I called up my troop and I asked Chris, hey, man, did they got enough room for us to at least do a song or two? And so luckily enough, they had just enough room. And we're still going over the logistics because our performance is really high energy. It's a little bit of acrobatics in there. I just wanted to make sure ain't nobody get kicked or hit with my jewelry or nothing.
Here you go. Hey, Chris, you know, I think that, and you can speak for both you and Cisco with regards to this, because just kind of knowing you throughout the years, I know that you have a family and you got kids and stuff like that. Whenever we see a situation involving anything that happens to young people, and the worst part of this story is that two of those students at Annunciation passed away due to their injuries. Mm. You know, it impacts us in such a way. So, you know, this is something that I think all Minnesotans and all people throughout the Twin Cities can get behind with what you guys are doing, because we think about kids and we think about the future for our young people.
Absolutely. Yeah, man. Well, look, it's from 2 to 6. Oh, my bad. I was just going to say it's from 2 to 6. I'm going to get there probably around 4 so you guys can still make it to the basketball game with the Timberwolves.
Yeah. No, for sure. But speak to that. Speak to that a little bit, Chris.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I think, you know, regardless of, you know, which side of the aisle you're on as it relates to politics, I think, you know, to your point, Henry, anytime children are hurt, that's undebatable. That is something that touches all lives, no matter, you know, how you feel, your political affiliations or otherwise, right? And so that is something that is so profound, whether you're a parent or not. You know, we're all parents, and that's something that we can relate with. And so that's something that brings community together. And when I say community, I mean everybody, right?
Absolutely.
Regardless of your affiliations or otherwise. And so, you know, it's going to be something that, you know, for a moment we can not have to think about the current political climates that we find ourselves in and other things that are going on in the world. Cause you know what? It's a crappy place sometimes.
Absolutely.
But for this weekend and this Sunday specifically, we're going to focus on something positive. And so, you know, we encourage everybody to go get your tickets in advance. You can get those on Eventbrite. The link is CiscoParty.eventbrite.com.
And that's S-I-S-Q-O.
S-I-S-Q-O.
I mean to cut you off, but yeah,
S-I-S-Q-O. S-I-S-Q-O party. Eventbrite.com. And even if you can't attend the event on Sunday, you can still make a donation at that same Eventbrite link. So we'll have something for everybody, for music lovers, for the family, for Halloween. And so it's something that encapsulates everyone in the community.
Absolutely, man. And we will continue to kind of shout this thing out throughout the evening, because you guys are just doing a wonderful event for the
Thank
community.
You.
And the last thing that I do want to do, because I have this opportunity with you on the air, Cisco, and this is not related to this event, but I got to ask you this question, bro, because it is timely. We unfortunately, you know, last week we had the news about the passing of D'Angelo.
And
and
I got to ask you, I mean, did you have a relationship with D'Angelo? Did you come across him? Did you ever work with him?
Yeah.
Because I did have Gary Hines on from Sounds of Blackness last week, and he kind of talked about how special he was. Just kind of your thoughts on that situation last week.
Man, well, I've met D'Angelo a couple of times. That Brown Sugar album, I believe it was called.
Yep.
Was really an inspiration, man. We know almost, myself and Drew Hill know almost every song on there word for word. And ironically enough, one of our newer members from the group Player, his name is Smoke, he literally sings How Does It Feel as a part of our show. And every time he hits that high note, man, the crowd goes crazy.
Mm.
So it was, it really kind of hit home. We posted a couple of photos from, you know, one of the times that we met. I was hosting the MTV Movie Awards with Beyonce, and we had an opportunity to interview him. And then I believe it was a couple weeks later, or maybe a month later, we did something called Man Strikes Back with myself, Sting, Backstreet Boys, I believe it was Christina Aguilera and D'Angelo, man. So he was absolutely, and his music will live on. And that's the one beautiful thing about music, man. It's like, you know, whatever you're going through, even if the artist isn't here, when the music is great,
yep,
it lasts forever.
Yeah. Rest in peace to D'Angelo, and also rest in peace to Angie Stone, man, because we lost them both here in the last 7 months.
Baby mom.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. But hey, man, it's going down this Sunday, 2-6, Mall of America. Yes. It is called Cisco Presents Go Kart Showdown, A Party with a Purpose. And I appreciate both Chris Pham and also Cisco for joining us here on the Lake Show tonight. Hey, guys, I'll talk
to
you soon.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
all right,
thanks, Henry. Appreciate you, sir.
Absolutely. All right, man, that was fun. That was fun. And the energy is real. When we talk about Cisco being energetic, I'm telling you, hands down, he has got all the energy in the world. All right, we will take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll wrap up hour one, and we'll do that next. All right, thanks again to Cisco and attorney Chris Pham for being on the show here. Always good to give back to the community. We got a text that has come into the show that I want both me and you to tackle. Because I think that I have the answer to it, but I want to see what you think about it too. From the 763, why can't a completed pass in the end zone have the same properties as a ball that breaks the plane of the line in possession of a player, i.e. a receiver has caught the ball if he has possession when he or the ball touches the ground? I think it's pretty simple that when you're outside of the end zone, you have established possession. If you throw a pass in the end zone and a guy is trying to catch, like, you don't have possession of it. You got to catch it and you got to complete the catch.
Okay, I guess I'm trying to imagine this in my head.
They're saying, why can't a completed pass in the end zone, i.e. like the play last week with Hockenson,
yes,
have the same properties as a ball that breaks the plane? So let's say that if you're lunging towards the goal line and you get it right to touch, and then that's, they give you the
yeah, the play's over.
Yeah,
once
that,
you break
that's different.
Once you break the plane of, if you,
because you've already had possession of the ball.
You've established possession.
That's what I'm saying.
You need to establish full possession.
Yep.
It's not just, I catch the ball, I touch it down
for 2 seconds, and then somebody knocks it away from me, and it's like, that's
right.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
It shouldn't. It goes back to the whole process of the catch that has been debated now for the last, what, decade and a half at least, that keeps getting the rule changes on it. It's that nobody seems to know what the bleep they're talking about when they talk about the process of the catch. Did he complete the process? What's the process of the catch? So, yes, you have to establish. Now, you don't need to make a football move. You don't really need to take a third step, because once you catch the ball and your feet land in the end zone and you've established possession, that's it. You can just stand there. You can stand there until kingdom comes.
But in this scenario, well, what they're talking about, it's all about possession.
Yes, you have to prove possession of the catch, full possession through the process.
Yeah.
When you're going through and you're reaching out, and you've had process, like a running back, or if you've caught the ball and you turn up field and you've turned, you know, 3-5 yards, you've established that you have possession of the ball, and then once you break the plane, that ends the play.
And real quickly here, let me give people, this is a PSA. Let me give you guys a heads up. If you're a Wolves fan, you better have Prime Video tonight. You better have Amazon Prime. Because if you don't have Amazon Prime, you're not going to see the game.
Correct.
They have changed this entire schedule where typically it was like NBA on ESPN on Friday. So there is no NBA on ESPN, at least for the first couple months.
We were looking this. I was looking this up because I knew that they were going to be on Prime tonight, and I didn't think any ESPN games were going to be on. It does not look like ESPN will start their Friday night schedule at this point that I can see until mid-January, like the 15th, the 17th of January. So Prime Video is going to have a lot of these Friday games. They're going to have a lot of these NBA Cup doubleheaders throughout the month of November into December. So if you Prime is going to be a big thing if you like NBA on Friday night. And everything's changed around with the new
streaming.
Broadcast agreement.
Oh, my goodness. Coming up next, we'll get back to the Vikings. The Purple Insider, Matthew Kyler, typically joins us on Thursdays. Because the Vikings were playing yesterday, we talked to him tonight, and we do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.